Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Gov Lincoln.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3 is sponsored by our friends at NEBCO, now hiring at Ready Mixed Concrete. CDL drivers, they offer great pay, benefits, paid time off, and CDL training, plus a bonus of $2,500. Learn more at NEBCOinc.com. Start your new career today. Did some research during the break. I did not hear this, but Sip, thank you or Bill, whoever pointed this out, that apparently, you know, with Will Wade going to NC State, there's some mention of his replacement at McNeese being potentially Bob Huggins, Huggy Bear, okay. Who I looked up is 71 years old, oh, by the way.
In his 71. Prime. In his prime.
In his prime.
Now, it's a little misleading on the part of On3. It
says,
yeah, thank you.
Nice.
On the, you know, they have these teasers. You know, that they list five of the top stories, and it says Bob Huggins emerges as head coach candidate. Well, what it is that you guys have heard of Jeff Goodman.
Yes, we have.
Jeff Goodman is a college basketball insider. Yeah. And he provided a list of potential candidates to fill the opening at McNeese, and Huggins was on it. So, and you know what? Now that I'm talking, Goodman usually is pretty clued in on that stuff.
I would say definitely knows more than the stool.
Yes.
Right now, if there's a chance, who's going to pick?
For sure.
Pretty good chance that Goodman has a better feel for who will be the next coach at McNeese rather than us.
It's a tomahawk slam dunk.
Yes.
Bill Armstrong is another candidate. He's an assistant at Baylor. James Miller at Oklahoma State. I don't know who these people are. James Miller at Oklahoma State. Matt Woodley at Wake. Former Tennessee head coach Donnie Tindall. Chase Buford is an assistant at KU. And former NBA coach Sam Mitchell. Wow. So there you go. McNeese in the running. Maybe Bob. Maybe
could Huggy Bear make a comeback?
Right now, there's only one person I want, and that would be Huggy Bear.
Is that right?
Yeah, why wouldn't you? That'd be for
it's a great story.
It's a better story. Grant, do you really want to?
Why wouldn't I?
Yeah. Would you? Would
the
for
Pittsburgh
us?
Trip, it can, would
for us. Would you like to discuss of those names right there, besides Huggy Bear, which one really is going to. Will we ever talk about McNeese again?
I don't even know who these people are.
But if Huggy Bear goes to McNeese, we will
then
track
we're talking.
Him. We will track him next year. We'll be going, like, what's going on at McNeese?
It would also be a statement by McNeese saying, hey, we take. Coached with troubled past here. You know, Will Wade had a troubled past when he left LSU. Bob Huggins has a troubled past in West Virginia.
Yes.
We are the
very
rehab troubled. Place. Come win basketball games at McNeese. We don't care what you've done in the past. We just want to win.
Yeah, you'd really be taking that we don't care what you've done in the past to a pretty high level.
It's back to back. Hey, they won a tournament game this year.
It's more like, as I said to him, I was walking out of the deal, if they go to Google, start reading some articles, it's going to be a tough article to read if you're the AD. Yeah, hard article.
Huggins can coach, though. We know that. He was down there at Kansas State for a little bit.
He had great success at Kansas State. They got up to a 2-seed in the dance 1 year. Michael Beasley, Bill Walker, Jacob Poland. They had some good teams. They had some really good teams.
71. I don't know. You're starting to get a little long in the tooth there.
But anyway. But for the stool's sake, we want Bob Huggins to return. Yes. Someone, if it's McDeese or somewhere else, please, Bob Huggins, get back in the scene somewhere.
Let's face it, I'll probably follow North Carolina State a little closer now that Will Wade is there.
It's a coach-driven sport.
Culture.
Yeah.
Coach culture. Coaching culture. You That's what college basketball is. Coaching culture.
There's a lot of games matched up like that. You want to see the coaches.
Yep. I'm more interested now in Texas basketball with Sean Miller. Mm. More interested. What's that going to look like? I don't know. Cronin at UCLA. Right. I'm more interested in UCLA basketball than I've been
enamored with it.
Yeah.
There's a chance I might look it up like a couple times a week.
Right.
To see what's going on out there.
Exactly.
I want to check it out.
Oh, Musselman. Yeah. I mean, the Big Ten's done a good job. Musselman, when he came to Lincoln, I thought it was cool. There's Eric Musselman right there on the sideline. It's a great coaching
with his shirt on.
He kept it on.
Took his shirt off a couple times into the stands. Thought it was very odd. Imagine all of a sudden it's the head coach just whipping off his shirt and heading into the stands. It's very, 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 very odd.
There's not really that many coaches in the Big Ten. Well, that guy's kind of a bum. You know, I think that Mike Rhodes doesn't exactly intimidate you at Penn State, but now you've got obviously at Indiana, DeVries is not quite the cool factor as Mike Woodson, but maybe he's a better college basketball coach than Woodson.
Just
potentially.
Say solid hire, right?
Yeah.
Just a solid hire.
Solid hire.
Doesn't really wow you at all. I thought they would try to wow you, and I think they did try, but they didn't, they didn't get the guys. They got a good one, though. They got a good one.
And at UNLV, they hired Josh Pastner. If that name rings a bell, he had a very odd celebration here. About 5 years ago, Josh Pastner was the coach at Georgia Tech, and they played a road game at Nebraska in COVID times. And they won, I believe, 75-64, and they celebrated this win with a COVID pinata in the locker room. Josh Pastner had a mask over his face. He said he had a player that would hit the bat and open up basically a germ-looking thing of a COVID pinata in the Nebraska's locker room after their win here.
I have no idea.
You remember that at all? That was a big deal.
No idea. This is.
You don't remember that at all? It was a big story.
Was it?
Yes.
It was. Hold it. A big story.
In Nebraska it was.
Was it a? What was
it? Like a ball. It looked like a.
Was it a basketball?
No, it was like a pinata.
A ball.
It
of
looked
a pinata.
Like a basically
was it full of like. Was it full of like COVID things like masks?
I think it had candy in it. I believe it had candy, but it was like he hit the ball and it looked like basically a germ. It trying to be a
germ.
A depiction of what a germ would look like in a big form.
It's one of the most incredible. I guess you'll use the word traditions or party atmosphere. It's just what are you guys gonna do? No, do the pinata thing.
We're gonna pretend it's a germ. I'm gonna stand up there with a mask on, and he had the plastic mask.
He had the plastic mask over his head as they opened up and hit a COVID pinata back in 2020.
Right. Pastner's off to UNLV.
Yes, he is.
Out of the analyst.
Can they pay him? Unlike they don't with Dan Mullen, we don't know if they can pay Dan Mullen his salary out there. Can they pay Josh Pastner his salary?
Who's the former Indiana coach now that is an analyst? That was at Indiana.
Crean.
Bill pulled it, not
Tom
you.
Tom Crean.
Good job, Bill.
Thanks, Steve.
So Crean's not back in. I wonder if he's trying to get back in.
Probably not real. I mean, because some of these jobs, I mean, a UNLV would sure look at Tom Crean.
I would think so.
I mean, didn't he win the Big Ten?
He was a one seed at Indiana, for sure.
He's done some things. He's pretty good.
Now, Tom Crean did show up at Georgia. They weren't very good under his time in Georgia. It did not go very well.
And that was it.
Yeah. That's it. So Indiana fired to Georgia. Not horrible, but very average to bad results, and done for Tom Crean.
Talk radio. I don't think Tom Crean would mind me mentioning this. He was in Memphis in his analyst role, and he was at the Nebraska shoot around, and I was there, and I was seated close to him. So I went over there and tried to make small talk. He wasn't having it. There was no small talk with Sipple.
Really? Nothing.
He didn't strike me as particularly kind. Maybe he was locked in. I don't know. He's a little guy, too. I think I was taller than Crean.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
When he stood up, I was like,
I would talk to you, Sip.
What's up, little guy? Crean wasn't having it. I was interested.
See what happens. What's going on with spring games, Jake?
So we saw Deion. Okay, moving on. Deion Sanders, of course,
We went down a rabbit hole really bad there.
Well, we had Bob Huggins got involved. We couldn't miss Bob Huggins.
We got to hire Crean. If we don't, this is stupid. To a pinata.
I'm interested in Crean. I don't know why, but go ahead.
Deion Sanders, of course, last week said that he would like to have, you know, they want to play an opponent in the spring.
And ask a good question here.
And Fran Brown, is it Fran? Fran Brown, the head coach of Syracuse, said we would fly to Boulder and we will do that. We'll participate in this spring game and the practices with you. So I would ask, what's more likely to happen going forward? Canceled spring games like we're seeing this year, or scrimmages versus another school in the future? What's more likely to happen?
I think canceled spring games.
Well, it's all based off of, you know, what is allowed.
Right.
If it's allowed, I think it becomes something.
Isn't it allowed to have teams play each other?
I know in division, they can do it in division two and different schools.
They do it in volleyball.
They do it in volleyball, but I don't know if they – no, because they signed a petition, or they did – they petitioned the NCAA. So, no, it's not on the docket right now that you can do it.
Oh, so no. What's Deion?
He's trying to push it through to see if they'll approve of it. Okay. And also the big thing for them is they'd be what? They'd be trendsetting. It'd be something that never happened before. So the eyes would all be where? On Colorado.
Yes.
And Syracuse is like, hey, we're going to jump on this because everyone's going to want to watch what's going on with Prime, and we'll be right there part of this. And it opens up some different ones. I know that the head coach at Texas A&M was pretty passionate about that they're going to have a spring game.
Mike Elko.
Elko was pretty passionate about it. So, and like you said, Texas, Elko referred to Texas, I believe, that we would probably adjust our spring game if we played 16 games the year before.
Right.
And so it's like that's the difference. And that's what Sarkisian came out and made it very clear, that the reason theirs is a little different was because of the season the year before.
Wear and tear.
Yeah, was the season. So I don't know if Texas is always going to be out either, but it's the same thing for this group, for the Breakers and for the Stool. We want this to happen.
Yes.
We do not want this to get shot down.
Points,
we want to have incredible talking points, and all of a sudden, that's pretty crazy. You know what? Belichick and North Carolina and NC State getting together for a couple days.
There's another game to talk about.
Another thing to talk about. Even if it's just practice.
It's a game.
How many times did you see in the NFL, Jake, do you see when two teams get together to practice and the clips are on ESPN? All the time.
All the time.
All the time. Yes. It's like that's more fun than they always end up playing a game that no one even cares about.
Talking points in the offseason.
What I would want is a game. I don't know if two teams getting together, the scrimmage would be that interesting.
So it's not going to be a game of games.
You don't think so?
I don't see them ever doing
that. Can't just do it?
I mean, they probably could do certain things. I don't know what they're – I think the practice part will be a little bit more to it. It does, you know, it all depends on what you want to do numbers-wise, because when you're practicing in the spring, who do you practicing against?
Yourself.
So who's on the field all the time?
Yourself.
20 – 22 Huskers going at it.
The timing of this is going to be interesting because the NCAA Division I FBS Oversight Committee will meet on April 10th to decide to allow the waiver. Now, Colorado, the spring game is April 19th. Syracuse's spring game is April 12th, which is 2 days after that meeting.
You can adjust that however you want to do it. It's all depending on your start time. I would imagine right now, I don't know the legalities of it, but here's what the NCAA is terrified of.
What?
All of a sudden they said, you know what? We're going to sue you because they lose every time. And that's why there's all these waivers. That's why they don't care if there's 9 years of eligibility.
You're right.
They're just they lose every time. They've been swatted so bad in the court of law that they want nothing to do with it.
I don't want to go down a rabbit hole. We do this, but this is why sometimes I don't quite. Okay, now you can hammer me on this. I don't quite understand why the NCAA is always looked at as the place to blame for all of what's happened with college sports. A lot of it seems like it's foisted on them. They lose court battles.
Yeah, but because they don't have a lot of power. They have no power to subpoena. They have no power to do a lot of different. That's always been part of things. But the deal with the NCAA, you have to remember, is you join. You're a member.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you join, they should be in charge of what's going on. But where the error was made was way back when they just hoarded all the money forever.
Yeah, and
if they would have trickled it out and said, okay, we're going to allow some things.
They would have got ahead of it.
Got ahead of it.
Yeah.
They held on for like dear life and they said, no, we're sticking with this model. And then the Supreme Court said,
then the courts got involved.
Supreme Court said, absolutely not. And then at that point, the walls crumbled.
Yeah.
The walls crumbled. The interesting part of this with this situation with Syracuse and with Colorado is what will other coaches be like? What if it gets approved?
I know.
Will there be other coaches upset? Will all of a sudden is the Boise State and Utah State coach going, well, we'd like to have known this ahead of time because we would have done something ourselves.
I think it's dangerous to throw a blanket over. I think there'll just be a lot of reaction.
Yeah.
It depends on who you talk to.
And there'll be some that don't care. Be
right,
going
exactly.
Like, there'll be a ton of them going like, that's good for them.
Good for them, yeah.
Good for them. Yeah, we're not going to do that. And so there'll be a lot of good for them, but there'll be a lot of things. And talk about, can you imagine the buzz a year from now, and let's just say that it's North Carolina's coming to Nebraska for 2 days of practice with Belichick, and then a game. Can you imagine that in April, Jake? Think what that would be like.
I'd be excited. That'd be a fun talking point for us.
Hold on now. Here's the thing, though. If it's closed to the public, how much buzz is there?
The game wouldn't be.
Well, there'd be a game.
Yeah, there'd be a game.
If there's a game, there's huge buzz.
Also, the thing,
you're covering it like a game.
And the reason you can do it is, why do people say most of them can't have a spring game? We only have 9 O-linemen or 10 total.
You can do this.
You can do it now because now you have all your guys are all on one side.
I think.
So my point of it is the one thing that Elko shot down was he shot down hard about the tampering.
Yeah.
He was like, because I don't think that's going to be a factor. Whether it is or not, no one knows that. But that's what he shot down. But can you imagine the excitement? April 27th, if whoever it is, you name them, are coming in. Well, K-State's coming up for a couple days of practice.
And they're going to play a game.
They're going to play. It's going to have some restrictions. It won't just be a completely normal game. There's going to be a game.
Not many restrictions, though.
But not many. You wouldn't want a bunch.
No.
But it's going to be kind of like, hey, also you can kind of say, listen, we're going to kick the ball to the goal line. We're going to let them return the kickoff. I want to see
a kickoff. Can I imagine the buzz? Yes. And I think it should happen. I think college football could use this. There's so much sort of consternation about what's going on. I think the more things like this that would be exciting, the better. Yes, there's going to be coaches that would push back because, oh, God, it's another chance for the fan base to, you know, if Nebraska loses big to North Carolina in April, there's going to be, where we disagree, is there's going to be a lot of problems with that for the head coach. I don't know, though. You just risk it. Just do it.
Sometimes you have to do things.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I know sometimes you get.
I totally agree.
I know defensively I've been there before. I kind of like to run this. Well, if we do that, that's going to happen. Eventually you go, we got to run something.
We got to run something here.
We got to call something.
I think this would be a great idea for
college
football.
And the wear and tear is less.
Right.
Because you don't have as many reps. You have less reps with it. You want to have a good staff. The NFL does it all the time. They still play preseason games.
They go at it, too.
They play preseason games. And then what would happen would be just like the NFL. It would be, say it's here, Raiola's going to take the first series, the first two series.
We'll see some Grahamstad.
Yeah, then we're going to see this. Then we're going to see this.
TJ Lateef.
See you, the freshman.
And you know what? And you know what? Yeah, you're going to play. There's going to be a competition, and you might lose.
Yeah.
And people are going to react the way they react. Doesn't mean you can't do it.
It also might be a benefit to all of a sudden go like, hey, FYI, we're not good enough at this one spot. We thought we were okay. We're not okay.
Now we know we're not.
So now I guess we get a chance to do. Let's go see if we can still find someone.
Yep.
Let's go see if we can still do something about this to figure out, you know, with what's going on.
How about, you think of all the teams it would be, like for Nebraska, there'd be a lot of interesting teams to bring in. A lot. You could name a lot. Oklahoma State would be great.
And I mean, chance of them coming here, very high.
Oh, God, by the way, think of it. That stadium would be jam-packed.
Oh, it'd be... First of all, it would be a 3-day festival because the other teams come in.
Do it.
And if you lose, you don't really lose. It's exhibition.
Let me ask you this: if you
doesn't count on your record,
no,
it doesn't count. You can complain, but it does not count on your record.
And then what about Barry's?
Barry's is paid.
Think Barry's is pumped?
How about the new hotel?
How about the new hotel? Yeah, we're over there having breakfast with people. All of a sudden, from Texas Tech.
And God, would it help the radio show? Holy God,
we'd love that. Make it happen. Come on, NCAA.
The stool.
Listen to Prime. Let Prime.
We hope this goes through.
We do. When we come back, I got a question about a celebrated athlete. We'll discuss that next, an early break on The Ticket.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.